This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Carnival comes about 6 months late this year. Saturday night, the New Mexico Jazz Workshop hosts Club Rio, an evening of music and dance in the spirit of Carnival. The celebration at the Sandia Resort in Albuquerque raises funds for the Jazz Workshop's youth education programs. With us this morning for a preview is the executive director of the New Mexico Jazz Workshop, bassist Maud Bienauer. Maud, first things first, Club Rio features live music from a great local band.
Absolutely. Our featured artist is Frank Lito's group called Pandemonium, which plays a wide variety of very danceable and festive music. They're certainly going to do a lot of carnival music, sambas and bossa novas. And coming along with them is the Odara Dance Ensemble, which is just lovely, and they have a lot of samba dance routines that they do to go along with the Pandemonium music. So the costumes are wonderful, the dancers' costumes.
Very colorful.
Very colorful.
This isn't really a party. There are quite a few other events taking place other than the music and the dancing.
Yes. What we love about this event is it's very interactive. Of course, there's going to be a wonderful buffet of Brazilian food. We're going to have face painting and card readers and wine tasting. You can get your photo taken. So it's a very interactive and fun evening.
Now, I mentioned that the proceeds from this great party are going to go to your youth education programs.
Exactly.
Could you give me a little idea of what that is? What are we talking about?
A lot of people don't know that the Jazz Workshop has a very strong educational side, and we actually see over 5,000 young people a year through all of our programs. We have 7 different educational programs for young people. And actually, I didn't mention that opening for Frank Lito is our Youth Honor Band, which is made up of students from all over the city. It's an audition-based group. And we have a mid-school band and a high school band, and our high school students will be performing. And they are actually under the direction of Bobby Hsu this year, the great jazz trumpeter Bobby Hsu. And he is directing the band this year, which we're so excited about. So they'll be opening the first set. I think they're going to do about 30 or 40 minutes before Frank takes the stage. So that's one of our programs. And one of the things that we like to do is give the young people these really great performing opportunities. And what a wonderful thing to be on the stage with Bobby Hsu.
Well, tell me about the program called Empowerment Through Music.
Yes, we've been doing that about 4 years, and it's what we call our Arts and Social Services program. And that reaches underserved students. And we have two programs under the umbrella of Empowerment Through Music. One takes place at Harrison Middle School in the South Valley, and that's called the South Valley Band Project. And that's an after-school program. And when we started, that particular school actually had no music program because the administration thought that the kids didn't want a music program. And so we started, and the administration saw the incredible interest in our program, and we're proud to say that they've put a part-time music teacher back into the school. So now the kids actually have in-school music program offerings.
Congratulations.
We feel so good about that. And the other part of the Empowerment Through Music takes place at YDDC, which is the Youth Diagnostic and Development Center, which is for older kids, 14, 15 to 18 or 19. These are youth who are incarcerated. We have one class for boys and one class for girls. It's very hip-hop based because that's what the kids are interested in these days. They create the songs. They write the lyrics. So they're learning the craft of songwriting. They're also learning how to be an engineer, a music engineer.
So funds that you raise Saturday night will go to that program and to the others that you've mentioned.
Yes, because actually about 90% of our programs for youth are not fee-based programming. So we have to find the sources of money elsewhere in order to provide all this programming for the kids.
Maud Bienauer is the executive director of the nonprofit New Mexico Jazz Workshop. The Jazz Workshop hosts its annual benefit party Saturday night, starting at 7 at the Sandia Resort. For tickets, go to nmjazz.org. So great to have you with us, Maud. Thanks.
Thank you for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.